Hey, what's going on, people? This is Arthur Anthony, the co-creator of the Life Cope podcast and also the co-creator of the Life Cope app, which is actually out on Android devices right now. And it's coming soon for iOS, but we're just working through some issues with that. So a lot sooner than we thought would happen, especially with, the stuff that happened in Texas with our other co-creator, Matt. You know, his house got flooded in Corpus Christi, so kind of surprised that we were able to at least release the Android app for you guys so you can use it. And it's available on in the marketplace for all Android devices. So when you get a chance, please check it out. So today I'm recording in my closet because I read something online that said that, your closet can give you a better recording environment, so you don't have all that background noise and stuff. So guess what? I'm trying that today. What's it gonna hurt, right? So sometimes it's trial and error when you're doing things, and you gotta see what works for you. So yep, I'm trapped in a closet. No R. Kelly. So we're talking today about coping with negativity. There's people out there that are just out there to, bring others down. And no matter what you're doing that's positive or that's good in your life, they will always find a reason to make that positive experience into a negative one. And so, you just have to try to avoid those situations. So that's our topic for today. We're talking about coping with negativity. But first, I have to tell you guys that this show is strictly opinionated. I am not a licensed therapist or a psychiatrist. I just give advice to those that can use it. Once again, I've received some emails that are, have asked me to talk about, the effects of anxiety or, of stress and depression. I can't talk about that stuff because I'm not clinically licensed, guys. I just talk about stuff that I've encountered in my life and how I went about, fixing those problems. So hopefully later on we will have guests on the show that we can get their expert opinion on, certain topics. But for now, I'll just stick to what I know and give the advice that I can give. So if you're in the Colorado Springs area, please look up Blackbird Creations. I just got my wooden flag from Blackbird Creations. I got my Steelers flag. Go Steelers. And it's in my Steelers cave, and it's looking really nice. But they provide professional expert products for all your sport memorabilia or for your holiday events as well. So if you're in the Colorado Springs area, please look up Blackbird Creations on Facebook, and they'll be sure to contact you so you can order your products for them. And if you mention that you heard about Blackbird Creations from the Life Cope podcast, then you'll be not entitled, but you'll be given a 10% discount on your purchase. So let's talk about, negativity. Now, when I say negativity, when people so negativity is like, the online bullying, the people that talk to you about stuff but don't give any constructive advice. There's a difference between telling someone the truth and just being negative. Criticism without constructive feedback is just being negative. That's the bottom line. So how do you avoid these negative situations or negative people? So the three coping techniques that I'll discuss today is, number one, avoidance. Number two, pick your surroundings. And number three, forecast negativity. So number one, avoidance. So you know those people that you've talked to before, and no matter what you say or what you do, nothing's ever good for them, or they can never give you support. Those are the people that you have to try to avoid. You have to avoid those people because guess what? They're going to end up bringing you down and make whatever you've tried to work for or try to do make it seem little when in fact it's not. You've actually, you know, worked hard for that positive outcome, you know, in your life. So avoid those people. Avoid the situations as well. If you're going to a wedding, and you know you're going to run into a family member that you don't necessarily agree with, or you know that's that negative influence in your life. Just before you go, go ahead and know what you're going to say, and guess what? When they're being negative to you, you don't have to stay there and talk to them. You don't have to defend your points, because guess what? You're just going to feed into their negativity or into their trap, and that's just going to end up bringing you down. So you don't have to stay there and talk to those people. You know, pick somewhere else to go and avoid them at all costs. So that's just an example, but you guys get the point. Number two, pick your surroundings. You know, when you're going, the surroundings that are gonna give out those negative effects. So if you're going to a rally, you know, to protest something, there's another group that's gonna be there. That's probably not the best place, you know, for you to be, because when you go to that place, that you're going to meet other people that don't necessarily agree with your opinion. Now, not saying that you should just give up on what you believe in, but you have to pick your surroundings. You have to put more positivity around you. Be enveloped with people that are like-minded as you, you know, that think the same way as you. If you go to a place that you know for sure that there's going to be people there you don't agree with, it's just going to end up bringing you down and making your situation worse. I mean, yeah, you think because you voiced your opinion that you've like, yeah, I've done something. I've actually like spoken about it, but you did that. But however, you are at the same time, you're not helping yourself, avoid that negativity and continue to be positive. So surround yourself with positive family, you know, that you like, and, you know, friends, close friends, and you guys have a positive conversation in those groups, and that way, it can help make yourself better instead of bringing you down. And surroundings also includes social media. If you can't go on social media sites that are going to cause conflict and not expect some kind of negativity. So that includes the online portion as well, you know, all the social media sites. Avoid those sites that you know will cause a negative impact in your life. Number three, try to forecast it. Well, so this has a little bit to do with the surroundings as well, but you know what's going to come. But like I said before, when you're going to a wedding or certain events, you know that there's going to be certain people there that you don't want to be around, or certain, people. So just try to forecast it, see it coming, like, or you've experienced in the past, you know, from other negative events of when a negative situation is coming. So you've already got that experience from the past of other people doing it. So you could kind of see where a certain conversations are going or certain events, and in those events you can avoid it and respectfully say, hey, I've been in this situation before and I know where this is going, so I'm just going to walk away because this is not good. I don't want this to impact my life negatively, so I'm gonna just walk away. So I mean, there's other ways to, you know, avoid those negative situations, but in the end, I'm just speaking from what I know. So as always, if you want us to mention your program, or if you want us to advertise for you, or if you even like to sponsor us, guys, we are Starter Podcast and Starter App. We're just here to help people. But if you guys want to sponsor us, we'd really appreciate it. And you can email us at BAM, lifecopeapp.com, or you can reach out to us on any of our social media outlets. For instance, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, just look up LifeCope LLC. One word. LifeCope is one word, and then LLC. Well, thank you guys for listening to us, as always, all around the world, apparently. You guys are great. And as always, we'd like to take feedback as well on how we can improve the show. So if you'd like to give us feedback, please email us or hit us up on our social media outlets. International Podcast Day is coming on the 30th of September. So I'm going to try to do a video, a vlog of, all day of during that day, and try to get some guest speakers. So again, in Colorado Springs, I don't know a lot of, podcasters. So hopefully I can get something together, and then I can connect to you guys, and you guys can see us live, on Facebook Live or Instagram, and then we'll take it from there. All right, guys, have a good weekend. See you later.